Would you join me in prayer? O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today is Reformation Sunday, commemorating the beginning of the Protestant Reformation. German theologian Martin Luther wrote a kind of an open letter to the Catholic Church, 95 distinct points to make, which is a lot. That is a lot of points to make in an open letter by any account. But to sum it all up, one might not incorrectly sum those things up by saying that my eternal salvation, it depends on God's grace, not upon my following of the law of God. By my failing to properly honor the Sabbath, I don't thereby doom myself to hellfire. Nor, if I properly honor the Sabbath, have I stamped my ticket myself, being certain thereby to enter into the good graces of God by my own good works. Nope, the Reformation says, nope, these 95 theses say, eternal salvation comes from the grace of God, not by my following of the law. That's one very boiled down version of the Protestant Reformation. What better time then for a thoroughgoing defense of the importance of God's law, which is what I am going to embark upon right now. The book of Deuteronomy. It is an easily overlooked book of the Bible. It has a funny name, and it is filled with complicated legal formulas. In some corners of Christendom, people would say, well, the law has passed away, Jesus has supplanted all of that, but Deuteronomy is a book of the law, and it is about nothing less than the laws of history that dictate the rising and falling of nations. Deuteronomy is about how the world works. Deuteronomy, it is situated at a pivot point of the history of the people of God. Everything is about to change for them. God had delivered them from slavery in Egypt, where work was exalted and workers were degraded. As a liberated people, they were traveling by stages toward a promised land, a land where they might build for themselves something new, a society where they could be free, where they could prosper, where there might be abundance, where life was supposed to be ordered the way that God wanted it. And just as they were poised to enter that land, just before they begin the task of building a society, that exact day is when the book of Deuteronomy occurs. It's probably the shortest book in the Bible in terms of how long the events take place. The book of Exodus spans 1,000 years or more. The book of Numbers covers 40 years. The book of Deuteronomy, it all happens on one single day. Deuteronomy occurs on one single day during which God forms a contract with the people of Israel. That's what the book of Deuteronomy is. It's the forming of a contract between the people and God. The parties are defined, the terms are laid out, the parties agree to it. A covenant is formed as the people prepare to form a new society, a new nation. A binding agreement is made in force for all time over how that society is supposed to function. Every aspect of social life is covered in minute detail, but the overall force of the document is pretty simple. If the nation does good, then good things will come to them. But if the nation does bad things, then bad things will happen to them. The good that comes to those who do good, it will be beyond what is expected, beyond what can be accounted for with the cold light of reason. And the bad that happens if they do bad, it will be beyond what is expected, beyond what can be accounted for with the cold light of reason. That is the perspective of the book of Deuteronomy. It is pretty simple. If you do good things will happen to you as an entire nation. If you do bad things will happen to you as an entire nation. That's the book of Deuteronomy. It's an agreement, a contract, a covenant. It's describing how nations work. It's describing how the world works. If the people built a nation where the lost and the least could find refuge, where foreigners and refugees could find rest and decent treatment, where even the animals would be given dignity if they followed the law of Deuteronomy, then God says their life would be blessed. They would prosper. But if they didn't, if they fell into exploitative practices, if they treated their neighbors no better than the Egyptians that treated them, then the well would run dry. They would not prosper. God would not bless them. The good times they had would turn to bad. That's justice. If they did good things would come to them. If they did bad things would happen to them. That's the law. It's the law of the living God. It's a law of history, revealed just as the people began the task of building a new nation. It's the law of history, the justice of God. And it's not something that's only applied to the people of Israel thousands of years ago. This applies to us as Christians too, this law that we read in Deuteronomy. In the ministry of Jesus, when Jesus was quoting from the Bible, he's almost always quoting from the book of Deuteronomy. And almost always, he is quoting from the law that stipulates that the blessings of God for society, they're contingent upon that society being just. As Jesus himself said, he didn't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. Indeed, not one letter, not one stroke of one letter of the law will ever pass away until all things have been fulfilled. The law of God was revealed for all time, irrevocable, just as the law of gravity is irrevocable. That's just how things work. If a society is just, it has every reason that it will prosper. If a society is unjust, there's every reason that it will fall apart. That's just how it works. Justice, beyond what is expected, beyond what can be accounted for by cold reason. Okay, Reformation Sunday, thoroughgoing defense of the law of God made. Where does that leave us? Am I saying that Luther here is wrong? No, not at all. Luther is correct. My eternal salvation does not depend upon my adherence to God's laws. God has already passed down a judgment upon me and declared me good. God has done so because God is good. That is why God has declared this about me, because of God's goodness. God does not judge me based upon the worst things that I have ever done. And yet what people do, the moral choices we make, the nations we build, the actions those nations take, those things do matter. That's the relationship between law and gospel. God gives eternal rest to the human spirit out of the abundance of God's goodness. And God's law is absolutely enforced for how things work in the world. When nations do bad things, more bad things follow. When nations do good things, more good things follow. That's how the world works. That's the law. The basic contract laid out in the book of Deuteronomy, it holds force today for Christians. It holds force on this nation as it does any nation, which gives me pause. It seems our nation, in some ways, has forgotten itself. Forgotten its values. Hatred of the vulnerable streams from those pretending they're strong. Have we forgotten that our strength comes from unity? Hatred of foreigners streams from those pretending they love God and country more than the rest. Have we forgotten? This is a nation of immigrants. Belief in absurd rumors streams from those desperate to explain away desperate times. Have we forgotten our obligation to the truth? I feel that our nation is less connected to the sort of place we aspire to be as a nation, as if something great and grand and precious about this place has been forgotten. And I'm afraid we won't be able to remember who we are. In a nation like ours that has long known prosperity, God will not forever abide The fact that people must work 2, 3, 4 jobs simply to be able to afford to live, never able to take a day's rest, it is wrong. God will not forever bless a nation with liberty to watch us and turn around and bind the poor in economic chains. The Sabbath is the law. In a nation like ours that has always been a nation of immigrants, God will not long abide the fact that refugees and asylum seekers and people plain old seeking a better life are treated as criminals or as political pawns to be moved around on a board, just objects to be acted against in order to show who's tough. God will not long bless a nation of immigrants that turns around and slams the door in the face of a generation to come. This is the law of God that's revealed for all time, irrevocable, just as the law of gravity is irrevocable. If a society is unjust, it will fall apart. That's just how things work. You can look at the history of any empire ever to rise and fall. It did not fall just in the midst of its best days and its closest hewing to its deep values. If a society is unjust, it will fall apart. But the opposite is true too. If a society is just, if it shares bread with the hungry and brings the homeless poor into homes, then it shall prosper. If a society is just, if it breaks the yoke of bondage for those who must toil without end to survive, if it honors the Sabbath, if it glorifies the God of liberation by ensuring that all people have dignified rest, that nation will prosper. It's the law. That's how things work. It can be easy to feel despair in these days, easy to feel powerless, easy to feel that there is too much to do on too many fronts, easy to feel overwhelmed. But remember, as you seek to do good in the world, as you seek to do good in the world, our desire to do good is itself pleasing to God. When you seek to do good, you will find your work will prosper. Beyond what is expected, beyond what can be accounted for with cold reason, that is the law of God. It hasn't changed. It hasn't changed one bit from the mouth of Christ. Not one letter, not one stroke of one letter of the law of God will ever pass away until all things are accomplished. The realm of God, the beloved community, until all these things are accomplished, not one stroke of a letter of the law will have passed away. The law of God was revealed for all time. Those who do wrong, they cannot forever endure in doing that. Those who do good, they cannot forever suffer failure in their efforts. As we seek to be a nation that is good, as we seek to be a nation that is good, ruled by none but ourselves, accountable to no one but ourselves, able to point a finger of blame to no one but ourselves, as we seek to do the work of being a good nation, we can remember that the law of God will never change. Those who do good, they cannot forever suffer failure in their efforts. God will bless those who do good. That's how it works. That's the law. Thanks be to God.